Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Luke 15:20-21. The younger son had demanded his portion of the inheritance, and having received that inheritance from his father, went into the far country where he wasted his substance in riotous living. The son, feeling his destitution and sensing his emptiness, came to himself. He decided to return home. He remembered the joy and stability of home. With a firm resolution, he arose and came to his father. The father saw the son coming and ran to receive his son. God watches to see if we are coming home. God longs for the return of the wandering sinner. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? Ezekiel 18:23. For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore turn yourselves and live ye. Ezekiel 18:32. The son who left decided to return. God's door is always open so that we might return to him. The son came with a poverty of spirit, seeing himself as a sinner and unworthy of being a son. He was resolved that he would confess his sin. The son had the same spirit as Job. I have sinned. What shall I do unto thee, O thou preserver of men? Why hast thou set me as a mark against thee, so that I am a burden to myself? Job 7:20. The son, like Job, had become a burden to himself because of the knowledge of sin. Sin is a burden too heavy to be borne alone. Nathan the prophet confronted David with his sin of adultery with Bathsheba and his murder of her husband, Uriah. David saw the burden that he carried and confessed, I have sinned against the Lord. 2 Samuel 12:13. A confession of sin lifts the burden of transgression. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. As the son sees the burden of his sin, he departs from the far country with the desire to return home. God waits for any one of us to return to him. Jesus told sinful Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Matthew 23:37. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.